Mia had always been fascinated by the night. While most children her age were scared of the dark, she found it comforting and magical. Every night, she would sneak out of her bedroom and explore her backyard, marveling at the stars and the moon as they danced across the sky. One night, while wandering through her backyard, Mia stumbled upon a hidden garden. She had never seen it before, and she couldn't believe her eyes. The flowers in this garden were unlike any she had ever seen. They glowed in the moonlight, illuminating the entire garden with a soft, ethereal light. Mia couldn't resist the urge to explore this mysterious garden. She cautiously stepped through the gate and began to wander through the rows of moonlit flowers. As she walked, she noticed a peculiar flower that seemed to be watching her. It was a moonflower, but unlike the others, it had a face. Mia was both intrigued and a little scared. She had never seen a talking flower before. "Hello there," the moonflower said in a gentle, melodic voice. "My name is Luna. What brings you to our garden?" Mia was taken aback. She had never met a talking flower before, and she wasn't quite sure what to say.
I'm Mia," she stammered. "I was just exploring and stumbled upon this garden. I've never seen anything like it."
Luna smiled, her petals glowing even brighter. "You are a brave one, Mia. Most children are too afraid to venture into the unknown, especially at night." Mia felt a sense of pride wash over her. She had always been curious and adventurous, and Luna's words only fueled her desire to explore.
"Can you show me around the garden?" she asked eagerly.
"Of course," Luna replied, her petals swaying in the gentle breeze. "But first, let me introduce you to the other flowers." Mia followed Luna as she introduced her to the other flowers in the garden. There was Aurora, a vibrant pink rose with a sweet, soothing scent. Then there was Sirius, a tall, elegant sunflower who always seemed to be smiling. And finally, there was Nova, a delicate white daisy with a mischievous twinkle in her eye. As they walked, Luna told Mia all about the garden and its inhabitants. She explained that the flowers only bloomed at night, under the light of the moon. They were special, enchanted flowers, and Mia was the first human ever to discover their secret garden. Mia couldn't believe her luck. She had always dreamed of finding a magical place like this, and now she was living it. She laughed and played with the flowers, feeling like she belonged in this enchanted world. But as the night wore on, Luna grew serious. "Mia, I have a favor to ask of you," she said, her voice tinged with sadness. Mia's heart sank. She had been having such a wonderful time, and she didn't want it to end.
"What is it?" she asked, hoping it wasn't something too difficult.
"Our garden is in danger," Luna explained. "There is a dark force that wants to destroy our home. We need your help to protect it." Mia's eyes widened in shock. She had never faced anything like this before. But she also knew that she couldn't let anything happen to this magical garden and its inhabitants. "What can I do to help?" she asked bravely. Luna smiled, her petals glowing with appreciation. "There is a powerful amulet that can protect our garden. It is hidden in the heart of the forest, beyond the mountains. Will you help us retrieve it?" Mia's mind was racing. She had never been on an adventure like this before, but she knew she had to try. She took a deep breath and nodded. "Yes, I will do whatever it takes to protect this garden." Luna and the other flowers were overjoyed. They had found a brave and courageous ally in Mia. They gave her directions to the forest and warned her of the dangers she might face along the way. Mia set out on her journey, determined to retrieve the amulet and save the moonlit garden. She faced many challenges and obstacles, but with the help of the enchanted flowers, she overcame them all. Finally, she reached the heart of the forest. There, hidden in a tree trunk, was the amulet. Mia carefully took it and placed it around her neck, feeling its power surge through her. As she made her way back to the moonlit garden, Mia could feel the amulet protecting her from the dark forces that were trying to stop her. When she finally reached the garden, she found Luna and the other flowers waiting for her anxiously. Mia held up the amulet, and the garden was bathed in a warm, golden light. The dark forces retreated, unable to penetrate the amulet's protective powers. Luna and the other flowers cheered and danced, grateful to Mia for her bravery and determination. From that day on, Mia became a regular visitor to the Moonlit Garden. She had found a new family in the enchanted flowers, and she was always welcomed with open petals. Whenever she felt scared or unsure, she would look at the amulet around her neck and remember the courage she had found within herself.